You are listening to the Freedom Archives Podcast, a monthly transmission of voices, visions, and action committed to social justice. The Freedom Archives is among the largest repositories of audio documenting a variety of cultural, social, and political movements. Through its efforts, the Freedom Archives helps preserve the past, illuminate the present, and shape the future. This first podcast is a brief introduction to the Freedom Archives, its work, and a collection of social movement audio that spans several generations.
The workers in the fields said, basta. We're fed up with all of the exploitation. We're fed up with being the worst paid workers in America. We're fed up with being exploited. We want a new life. We want a union. We want to do something for ourselves and our families. And they went on strike.
Launched in 1999, the Freedom Archives was founded to preserve a segment of documentary audio that is often overlooked, the voices of people involved in movements for a civil society, the textures of diverse revolutionary struggles, and the music and culture that inspired millions. From the voices of black revolutionaries like Robert and Mabel Williams to Reyes Tirina, Puerto Rican independistas, Ho Chi Minh, as well as grassroots resistance stateside to the Vietnam War, the Freedom Archives looks to protect precious audio of oppressed people's histories and of global efforts in search of a better world. Without the Freedom Archives, voices like these, looked upon as undesirable or obscure by some, could be lost to history. Freedom Archives producers Claude Marx, Barbara Lubinsky, and Lincoln Bergman explain their work this way.
Today, it's no secret that we live in perilous times for democracy and freedom.
The voices in the Freedom Archives reflect the aspirations of all those who treasure justice and peace.
All those who know that freedom is a constant struggle, who know that without struggle, there can be no progress.
At the end of this podcast, you will learn how you can support the remarkable work of the Freedom Archives. But first, this edition of the podcast features selections from the Freedom Archives disc, The Roots of Resistance, Volume 1. The Roots of Resistance was the Freedom Archives' first major release. It contains highlights of audio the Freedom Archives rescued. Although, as the liner notes mention, there is no way to do justice to the entire collection in the time frame of one disc. Our first selection from the Roots of Resistance features the voices of Amilcar Cabral, Winnie Mandela, Nelson Mandela, Chris Hani, and more, speaking on the struggles of Africa and Palestine. African National Liberation Leader Amilcar Cabral was assassinated by Guinea native agents of Portuguese colonialism just months before unilateral independence. He opens this segment with an informal talk he had with African American organizations in October 1972, just 3 months before he was killed. He's followed by African National Congress Leader Winnie Mandela, speaking on the internalized oppression of Africans. Nelson Mandela's speech upon his release is included here as well.
We think that in a certain way or manner, our fight in Africa against colonialism and imperialism is also a proof of understanding of your problem, and in a certain manner also a contribution for the solution of your problem in this continent. Naturally, the inverse is also true. To the solution for your problems here is a good contribution for our own struggle. Each day more here, the African born in America are conscious of their responsibilities faced to the struggle in Africa.
From the moment of your birth, you are conscious of the fact that in apartheid South Africa, you are not the same color as other persons who claim to be of higher quality than you are. You are made to feel from childhood that there is a race that is superior to you by virtue of its pigmentation. And you sort of felt that, well, your authority is white. And then you grow up with that, becoming subservient to men of other color because they virtually exercised authority in whatever capacity they were, whether they were missionaries all local traders. My father happened to teach us history. And as long ago as then, they would say, our teachers would say, this is what the white man says. This is how he wrote your history. These books are not written by us. These books are written by whites. And they are meant to condition you into believing that the whites are your masters.
When the government took away our land and decided to give us only 13% in the so-called native reserves, it was exactly as the situation that happened with Indian Americans in this country. Push, you know, the indigenous to the most barren areas of the country and take all the fertile land and give it to the colonialists. Now, the central issue in our country is also land. We can't say we are free if there's no distribution of that land so that as much as possible the blacks get the same land rights as the whites. It will mean that the state, a new South African democratic state, must intervene because the land is in the hands of the whites, 87% of the land. We must intervene and say that no individual is going to be allowed to own 5,000 hectares or 10,000 hectares when other people have no land rights. We've got to have a ceiling. That doesn't mean we're going to be taking all the land from the whites. They are entitled to some land, and the land must be so divided that the criterion is not color. And we must correct that injustice where force was used to take away the land and to give it to the minority at a very cheap price. The state must start affirmative action. It must get resources to help people not only to possess land, but to have seed, fertilizer, equipment, so that they can cultivate that land and be able to feed themselves.
For me to be here today.